Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sticking out in the Republican primary with all the challengers that have already announced and some that are still exploring.
Yeah, well, look, we're going to tell our story. I think we have a unique brand here. You know, we talked about it in this speech. You know, I obviously am a veteran voice, a strong conservative veteran voice. Who's obviously served. I've been on the border. There's no other candidate in the race that has that experience of firsthand being on the border, seeing what our Border Patrol agents are dealing with. And I've stood up to probably the most radical legislature in the country in Albany the last couple of years. And so I have a voting record that backs up, you know, my conservative credentials, all the things I'm talking about. I'm not just saying them, I've done them. So I think we have a great story, a great story to tell, and I think the more people we get it out to, we're going to do well.
New York 27 has been in kind of like a turmoil-ish kind of state for a couple of years. Talk about what the constituents of New York 27 need from their next Congress.
I think New York 27, you know, it's funny you said it, because there was a long history before that of, like, you know, congressmen who were elected over and over, and they were there, they became sort of fixtures in the community and represented it very well. I think people are looking for a congressman they can believe in, a congressman that maybe, you know, that they can relate to, as well as someone they know that's going to go to Washington and have the president's back. They want a congressman who's going to defend the president's agenda. They want a congressman who's going to stand up for the issues that they care about, whether it's immigration, whether it's our strong military and supporting our veterans, whether it's keeping the economy going. And they want someone, like I said, who's not going to just go there to be happy to be there, but if need be, flip the table over. And so that's what I want to be. That's what our message is going to be. And I think I've shown that I can do that, you know, up to this point. Sure. Well, I think when you look at where this district is, sort of the fluidity, it's a wide open race right now. And I think this is a critical time. It's a critical time for the president. He's going to be up for election, and he certainly needs allies in Congress. When he's reelected, if he doesn't have allies in Congress, you've seen the last 2 years what it's been like. He needs strong conservative voices to back him up on the issues that matter to Americans, to this district. And I think we need more veterans in Congress, too. And I certainly look to add to those ranks. So all those reasons, talked about with my family. It was the right time for me. And I think we're going to go and bring a strong message. Again, conservative warrior, battle-tested patriot. We have the president's back on his agenda. And that's what I think we need to make sure that continues in this district.
And what's next for you?
So we're going to go to Batavia this afternoon. We're going to be out there, see some of your counterparts from the Rochester area, no doubt in the rural part. But it's important. A lot of this district is a rural part of the district. So you think about Genesee County, Orleans County, which I represent, Livingston, Wyoming. Sometimes I think these counties feel like the flyover states. You know, they feel like they don't get the attention, and yet they are reliably conservative. They represent all the values that I talked about in that speech. And so we wanted to be there on the ground to say we recognize how important places like Genesee County are, places like Orleans and Livingston are, and that's why we're going there today.
Have you done any polling or anything along the lines of that to see how your support is?
We have not. There was a poll that was out there, published in the news, which I don't think was altogether surprising. You know, Congressman Collins, look, he's represented this district for a couple years. He's certainly been in the media, so he has high name ID. And I think, you know, he's done a great job supporting the president. But right now, he hasn't made his plans known as to what he's going to do. This is a wide open race. And so I think, you know, there's a long way to go before June. Which is the primary, and I think we're going to do a great job as we get out there and meet voters. I think our story is going to resonate. I think my message will resonate, and I think you'll see our support climb.
It happens sometimes, but it's not too common that a race like this has as many people in a primary. Talk about that and the process. Are you looking forward to that? Kind of, because a lot of you guys have the same values, so just talk about that process and if you're looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, I better be, right? Because I'm in, and I'm in it to win it. So yes, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting my message out there and meeting voters and letting them get to know Rob Bork, because while a lot of people here in Niagara, the second largest county in the district, Orleans, they know me, but obviously, you know, in Ontario County and Genesee and even parts of Erie, they may not. And I think everyone's going to talk about being in the same space, and everyone's going to sort of say, yeah, I support the president. Yeah, I support these issues. I have a clear record where I've unwavered on that. I have a clear record of fighting not just for my constituents, but against liberal progressives in Albany. And I think that's what voters want. So while everyone can talk about that, you know, as we go through this race, it'll be our job to highlight that we've done it. It's not just me talking about it. I have a clear record, most conservative state senator in Albany the past couple of years, and I look forward to introducing myself to this district.
Is there anything you'd like to do different?
What's your opinion about Chris Collins with his criminal charges pending in Congress? Are you going to try to push a bill that if you have criminal charges, you got to be removed from office?
Well, look, I'm not even there yet. So my focus right now isn't on what bills I'm going to introduce. My focus legitimately is on getting around the district and introducing myself to Rob Ort. Right now, you know, a lot of people don't know me, and that's okay. But I think we're going to do very well once we are introduced to those folks. The congressman, you know, I think he's represented the district very well over the years. That's why he's been returned to office. But he's going to have to make his plans known, and he hasn't done that right now. So right now we're focused on Rob Ort. We're focused on our message. And again, we're focused on the issues that I think do matter to this district, whether it's illegal immigration, whether it's the economy, whether it's issues that affect our farms and agriculture, or whether it's making sure we have the strongest military in the world and are taking care of our veterans. Those are the issues that I'm focused on right now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.